So this week, we're going to discuss a topic which is very negiah al-maisa this year. Shavuos this year falls on Friday. Chutzlaretz Yom Tov Sheni is on a Shabbos. Everybody knows that whenever we have a Yom Tov Sheni, as we can explain in a moment, we try to do a late Maariv. And what happens when you have Yom Tov Sheni falls on a Shabbos? Well, let's be mayan in this. It's something that's very negat this year, exactly what we're supposed to do, and to understand the background where these things are coming from. So first of all, what's the reason that Yom Tov Sheni, in general, the minhag, the custom in Am Yisrael, is to daven Maariv late? This is based on a levush, your rabba, others bring it, regarding there's the following issue. On, we have a rule that Yom Tov now appear from Yom Tov to another day. Not only now appear from Yom Tov to a weekday, and now appear from Yom Tov to Shabbos, according to some shittas in the Gemara, and according to some shittas, is their rights. It's a biblical history. Now appear from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So we have 2 days Yom Tov. We know. Why do we have a second day Yom Tov? It's not because we have one long day of Yom Tov. It's not Kedusha or Richta, as the Gemara calls it. It's a Sveika Dayim. I don't know which day is Yom Tov. I mean, even though today I do know, but it started with the fact that I did not know what day is Yom Tov. So that, therefore, me suffer because of doubt, I do 2 days of Yom Tov. But it's clearly not one day. It's either the first day or the second day. Today, even though we know what day is supposed to be Yom Tov, we still continue to do it because of meaning of Hashem. Because once used to be 2 days, so we continue doing 2 days, even though we don't have the reason that it was before. But each day stands on its own. So either the first day of Yom Tov is Yom Tov, and the second day is not. Or the second day of Yom Tov is Yom Tov, the first day is not. So if the first day of Yom Tov is the real Yom Tov, the second day is the Yom Chol. You're not allowed to prepare from Yom Tov, the first day of Yom Tov, the second day of Yom Tov. We're very careful about that. We never prepare from the first day of Yom Tov, the second day of Yom Tov. We can't do any achonis. Now you're not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to bake, and you're not allowed to do any preparation.
Like candles.
So what do you? So then, what's the issue is, brings the levush. There used to be that the woman, how did they know when is night? When it's Tzitzik HaKavim? They didn't know exactly. They would wait to hear Baruch Hu from Shul. Once they said Baruch Hu in Shul, the woman said, it's night, you can go cook. So if you go and you'll do early Maariv, so then the woman will think, even though Mi'ikar didn't, you could do early Maariv. You know that even on Moitzei Shabbos, something that most people are very makpid have to do today. But Mi'ikar didn't, you're allowed down in Maariv at 7 o'clock in the evening, this Shabbos, you can daven after plag. You can daven Maariv of Moed Shabbos before Shabbos ends. Just be careful not to do Melacha after that. The problem is that if the woman will hear the men saying Maariv early, they'll say Baruch Hu, so then they'll go do a Melacha. So to Levush, therefore, we're very careful. Don't do Maariv until it's fully night. Until it's fully night. Discussion what happens today. That today we do have watches and we do have. Whatever happens to shuls that are out there in the field and nobody hears them, the discussion about that, and that's one thing. There's another discussion that today's place came. What do you do? Let's say in a hospital, sick people. Can you be mekel to do early maariv because you're not gonna do malacha and you know it's only exera. So can you be mekel? Something to think about because it's not meikar din. You can die right early. The only reason we're very makbid have to do it is because we don't prepare from Yom Tov to another Yom Tov. That's the regular thing in a regular time. We're very careful in Yom Tov Sheni not to daven Maariv. Now, when we come to Shabbos, like we have this year, there's a second day of Yom Tov Shabbos. So here we have almost the opposite problem. We just learned, just mentioned, that at least according to one sheet in the Gemara, now it prepare for Yom Tov Shabbos. Now it prepare for Yom Tov Shabbos means deraisa, according to this man. It's a biblical issue to prepare for Yom Tov Shabbos. So how do we prepare for Yom Tov Shabbos? No, we cook for you under the Shabbos. We have the Erev Teshilin. Erev Teshilin, what's the Erev Teshilin mean? We go and we do that special, call it a quote-unquote trick the Rabbanan said, that if you start cooking on Erev Yom Tov, you can continue cooking on Yom Tov. But that's a Rabbanan. How does the Rabbanan take away the issue of the rice? Right? How does Erev Teshilin is a Rabbanan thing? I mean, I tell you, I don't have Erev Teshilin. If I'm not allowed to prepare for you under the Shabbos, so Erev Teshilin won't help me. Erev Teshilin is their button, and the answer, the prohibition, is their right. It's a bit biblical. So here comes, really, Mishnah Berurah is the one who goes and says it very nicely. Builds up what he brought down in the previous place. says like the following. Really, even if you hold, you're not allowed to prepare for Yontif to Shabbos from Midoraiso, there is a way you're allowed to prepare. There is a concept called Hoyil. Hoyil vi'i mikle orchin. Hoyil means, because you may have guessed, you finish your meal, and right now, you want to cook. There is a concept of allowed to cook on Yontif. Why? Maybe guests will come. I have no guests that's supposed to come. Maybe someone will surprise you. Maybe the Shvigel decided to stop by. You never know. So maybe I can cook. Because of the idea of Hoyil, the concept of the Hoyil means, because maybe guests will come, I can continue cooking. So therefore, I can cook from Yontif to Shabbos. With the concept saying, I can cook from Yontif, even though I didn't finish my meal, I can cook a lot today because maybe guests will come. So I can also cook from Yontif to Shabbos. That's why, midoraiso, I have a reason why I can cook on Yontif. Elamah, came the rabbis and said, no, we don't rely on Hoyil to cook. So why now I can't cook on Yontif for Shabbos? It's a dinder abon, it's not a dinder isa. So for that, Erev Tevshilin helps. That's how Mishnah Berurah builds it up. It says the Mishnah Berurah very nicely, that's all beautiful when you have a lot of time during the day and guests may come. So at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I want to prepare for Shabbos. I could because maybe guests will come at 3. At 3 o'clock, I can prepare for Shabbos because maybe guests will come at 4. 5 When it comes 7 o'clock or 7:30, get coming close to Shkia, 8 o'clock, guests won't come today. If they come, even if they finish cooking, until they finish, it's going to be already nighttime, or at least Benash Rashas. So then I don't have any more the excuse of Hoyil that maybe guests will come. So Hadjua goes back with Duchta, goes back to the original place, the what? It's a Din D'Oraisa. You can cook throughout the entire day of Yom Tov for Shabbos until the last moment of Yom Tov. I ain't not allowed to cook. Midoraisa. Biblically, I could go and cook the entire day because of Hoyil. I can't cook the last moment. I can't cook the entire day because of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon says, don't rely on Hoyil. So I have to shilling. But when I come to the last call, the last hour, the last half an hour of Yom Tov, now I'm not allowed to cook Midoraisa because I don't have any more Hoyil. So if I'm not allowed to cook Midoraisa, I have to shilling won't help me. So here comes the Prima Godim and says. So the Prima Godim brings the Bir Halacha, and others say, when you have Shabbos that comes after Yom Tov, the second day of Yom Tov, make sure to do early Shabbos. Because I don't want anybody to cook very close to Shabbos. If you're going to do a late Shabbos, you do Maariv late, people are going to continue cooking. The same way we say that when you have second day Yom Tov, the woman are listening to the Baruch to cook for the second day, the flip side is when you're cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Until when can I cook for Shabbos? Everybody thinks I can cook until Shabbos comes in. I'm not allowed to cook for Shabbos, everybody knows. I'm allowed to cook for you until the Shabbos because they're into Shili. So if they're going to hear, they're going to wait for the Maariv. If the Maariv comes in, we can do Maariv at 9 o'clock at night. If you wait till the night, they'll say, okay, I can cook till 9 o'clock. You can't cook starting from 7:30 according to age. You're not allowed to cook anymore. And Eretz Shili won't help because they should their ISO. Says the Prima Godim, so be very careful to do an early Shabbos when Shabbos comes after Yom Tov. So it's almost the opposite sort. And a regular Yom Tov, I'm very careful to push my to the latest I can so nobody will prepare too early. And on a Shabbos that comes after Yom Tov, I'm very careful to bring the Baruch early so nobody will cook too late. According to this comes out, even though people, let's say some people that are very careful not to do early Shabbos. They never do early Shabbos. Usually during the year, they want to do late Shabbos for many reasons that we have based on the Vilna Gaon and others. When it comes, Shabbos after Yom Tov, they're careful to do an early Shabbos. It's halacha l'feresh, it's b'yur halacha brings, based on the Prima Godim, you should do an early Shabbos. So this is the basic concept. Now, just to add one more knitch to it, one last point to it. We know that most Yom Tovs, we're careful to wait to the night, not only the second day, but also the first day. We try very much to delay Maariv until the night. Which Yom Tovs are that? The first night of Pesach. Why is that so? Because we have a special din, the Leila Seder, you can't eat till the night. So we push Maariv to close to the night, at least very close to the night. Especially those that have a meaning to do Halal in Maariv. So you want the Halal to be in the night. So therefore, you push Maariv to be basically in the Atesek HaChor. Second day Pesach, second night of Pesach, Yom Tov Sheni, same thing. You don't want Leila Seder to be before the night. You're not allowed, this is Balei Lazeh. Halal also, so you push it till the night. So that's the first 2 days of Pesach. On Sukkot, the first days of Sukkot, I have also the same din. The first day of Sukkah, why? Because I learn Gzera Shava, I learn the first day of Sukkah, so the first day of Pesach. So the same day, the first day of Pesach has to be in the night. So also the first day of Sukkah needs to be in the night. That's what the Pesach can bring. What about the second night of Sukkot, meaning the Yom Tov Sheni? That's a discussion in the Poskim, but the Mishnah and the that you have to also be careful to do it in the night. Because the second Yom Tov Sheni is like Yom Tov Rishi to do it in the night. In addition, when we get to Shmini Atzeres, so Shmini Atzeres also, some want to be careful, at least claim to be, to try to push it, because if not, I have an issue about doing a bracha on the Sukkah. Once Shmini Atzeres comes in, I don't do bracha on the Sukkah anymore. Before that, I do. So maybe you want to try to avoid that. Someone to say to push it. Maybe there you can debate if you have to push it or not. One time you don't have a day to do late is Shvi Shel Pesach. Shvi Shel Pesach, you can start Shvi Shel Pesach early. The first Yom Tov. Second Yom Tov, not for the reason we said before. What about Shavuos? Do we have a day in Shavuos to wait for the night? So here the answer is definitely yes. Why? Because the day of Tmimus. Tmimus is that I need to make, to really count the Sfira Soimer, to have a full Sfira Soimer. Full, with no breaks. So that's why I want to wait till the end of the last day, the special din of Tmimos, to finish the 49th day of the Oimer before I start Shavuos, and that's why I don't start the night of Shavuos until the night Mash. Especially then on the night. What about the second day of Shavuos? Second night of Shavuos. What about Tmimos over there? So here, it's a very hard Biur Halacha to find, because the Biur Halacha is in Hilchos Sukkah. It's not in Hilchos Shavuos. Biur Halacha says, by Shavuos you don't have it. By Shavuos I don't have Tmimos in the second day, because the only reason I have a second day is there, but I don't have Tmimos. It doesn't explain why. Why is I have Yantar Sheni? I should do it. But in the Chura, this goes back to the question, why don't I have a 2 days of Sfira Soimer? And tonight, we count the 47. I should really count 47 and 46. Because I don't know, I had 2 days of 2 nights of Pesach. I was supposed to start counting Sfira Soimer the second night, but the second night maybe was the first night, so I was supposed to count the third night. So why don't you do a double Sfira Soimer? That's a question already that we should discuss. And the simple way that Achrayim explain the Rishonim is that in Sfira, one way to explain it, is that the Sfira needs to be something definite. I can't have a Sfira on something which is a suffix. Sfira means I count, I define something. Say, this is number two, this is number three. If you say this is number two or number three, so you're not counting. You can't count misafik. Ain't sphere misafik. So I mean that Achrayim explained it. So I mean, in Sfira Soimer, by Sfira Soimer, I don't say Sfeika the end. So Sfira Soimer concludes on the 49th day, I don't have any more Sfeikas. So the only time that I'm counting Sfira Soimer is before the first night of Shavuos. Then I have 2 minutes. And the second night I don't have because Sfira Soimer has already ended. So now, going back to our Sukkah. When you come to the first night of Shavuos, so then you have to do Tmimus, so you have to make sure not to wait till the night. That you have to do it. But when you come to the second night, I don't have Tmimus anymore. The only reason that I would have to wait for the night is if it's a regular day, Yom Tov, that the Minug, as the Levush says, is to push Ma'ariv to the night so nobody will prepare Yom Tov Sheni too early. I don't have the problem in Shabbos. I do have it. Shabbos is the opposite thing. I don't want you to go too late, because if you go too late, you may come cook at a time which is a Daraisa. So therefore, in the second night of Shavuos, and that there's no Shiloh this year, second night of Shavuos is Shabbos, everybody agrees, there's no reason at all not to, you should do an early Shabbos to avoid any other issues. So what we have is, we have called a late Yom Tov and an early Shabbos. Sarah Gomez, what do you say?
Shabbos.